player 2 has joined the game.
Hey, yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Two Player Co-op Podcast. As always, I'm one of your hosts here, Michael Scott, along with my brother from my mother, Shawn.
How are we mustaching?
Let me mustache you a question. This is really stupid. That didn't make any sense. But if this is the first time you're ever seeing, hearing, or listening to us, this is the Two Player Co-op Podcast, where just about every week, two brothers get together to tell you everything you need to know about in the world of video games. I'm looking at myself when I look so stupid. If you like that, make sure to like the video, subscribe with your friends, family. Like, subscribe, and share
it. Staring at your mustache.
I can feel it. I can feel it moving. I don't like it. Friends, family, and share it and subscribe it and all that stuff. If you really like us, you can go to patreon.com/twoplayercoop, where we got a lot of different tiers, but the most popular tier is the $5 tier, where you get to watch the podcast live one day early on YouTube if you so choose. You also get a bonus episode every month, and you can watch us record the podcast live on YouTube as we are doing right now. Some of our patrons deserve a shout out, just like the man with a bar named after him, our patron saint, John Tingley. As well as our affiliates, Derek Bamford, James Solar. Make sure you check out James Games and More on YouTube. Sarah Solar and Mom. As well as our producers, Steve Appleton, Aunt Sue, Dustin Downs, and Chris Peralta. Also, make sure you check out PS Rewind on YouTube as well. If you like cool t-shirts and the like, what are you doing? Are you looking at something?
Yeah.
What? Are we farting?
If
you like
counting,
cool t-shirts and the like, you can go to teespring.com/stores/twoplayercoop.
Yes. I'm counting the number of empty or partially empty drinking vessels up here.
Yeah, that would be my 15-year-old.
Protein shake, bottle, yep. Bottle, can, bottle, yep. Protein shake.
Can,
Starbucks, bottle, glass. Protein shake, can, bottle, Slim Chickens, can.
It's disgusting.
Can.
No, those aren't the can-cans. Those are canestas. Canastas.
I don't know what those are. What's the can-can? That's a dance.
It's a time to dance. It's kind of
time to.
If you couldn't tell, we're doing Movember. I am cosplaying as Michael
Scott.
You're
doing like Govember.
I just have not been brave enough to shave it down to just the mustache. Not like it can look much worse than this. With the goatee and the chin hair. I thought about doing a Johnny Depp. And like the mustache and the little puff, and then getting rid of everything else. I might do
leave
that.
This thing.
Yeah,
you should. Well, you can't do it. What? I can't do it either. I was gonna say you should try to do like the Tony Stark, but there's not enough going on here.
I'm gonna have like two hairs. Oh, I do kind of look like Tony Stark before he did, because I don't think in the first one he had the.
No, he didn't have the whole. It was more of just a standard goatee, I think.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I look like him.
Yeah.
And Michael Scott. Sean.
Yes.
Didn't podcast last week. Nothing to talk about. Stuff to talk about this week. Just like me. I finally watched The Flash.
Ah. I couldn't remember if you had seen it before. And then I wanted to talk about it on here after I saw it, and then I forgot.
Well,
and now we can.
So here's the thing. I can't talk about this movie without spoilers. Either...
If you haven't seen it yet, you probably don't care.
Exactly.
If somehow you do care and you haven't seen it, fast forward like, I don't know, 3 minutes or something.
And if you're in the chat watching us record this live and you care about spoilers,
go away. Come back. I'll do this in three minutes. Or mute it.
Yeah. Or just mute it and then I'll do this. Okay. So The Flash. Overall,
I'm not kidding.
I thought it was pretty good. It's not as good as Man of Steel.
It might be my favorite.
Yeah.
DCEU movie. Wonder Woman obviously is up there, although I feel like that's kind of faded with time.
Crazy thing is I think that too, but I've watched Wonder Woman once.
I've only seen it once all the way through, I think. I feel like the end, I don't know. We're not here to talk about Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Man of Steel, I feel like, has always been unfairly judged in my mind because it had Nolan's name attached to it, even though he didn't really have much to do with it. And so I'm like, ooh, you had Batman, but they called it The Dark Knight, and now you've got Superman, but they call it Man of Steel, so it's going to be the Superman version of Dark Knight, and it wasn't. And so
that's what Zach was kind of going
for. Right.
But if you take that aside, that movie's friggin' awesome. That movie has been unjustly shat upon for 10 years now, and I won't stand for it. I wrote down a lot of notes when I was watching it. This movie really made me miss Batfleck. It was like, it was cool to get to see him one more time, but it also sucks to think about what could have been. Like,
Affleck.
Yeah. What? Ben Affleck. Got it. Okay. Jeez.
What could have been? Affleck.
I thought you were like, Affleck? I thought you were doing a commercial. I didn't really dig the suit in this. Like, the first time I saw it, I was like, oh, blue and gray, cool, they're doing that. But then it's like, it's got the weird armor with, like, all these circles and stuff. I don't know. The opening, that whole thing with the hospital and all that, when the babies fell out, I was like, Man of Steel is my favorite Superman movie. Amen. It's not even close. When the babies fell out the window, I was like, oh, obviously they're not going to die, but I feel so uncomfortable right now.
But it was so over the top that it almost made me... I had none of that because it was so
Once
ridiculous.
He started going around and saving them, yeah. And the dog's going, and it's trying to eat the burrito as he's pushing it past him and stuff. And then everything, Batman's chasing him down. They've got some whatchamajugi, whatever, and they got to stop him. They stopped him. The chase was awesome. The bat cycle, I loved that. I thought it was awesome. And it looked like it went with the kind of tech that's been in the Batman movies. Like, it seems... Like, I was going to call it the Tumbler, but it's not the Tumbler. Whatever you would call this Batmobile, this bat cycle looks like it makes sense next to it.
Yeah.
I loved the chase. I did not know or expect to see Wonder Woman.
That had been spoiled for me, but I had forgotten about it by the time I saw the movie.
The other stuff.
I was like, oh, cool.
The other stuff made no, spoiled for me.
Absolute just throw away, like, nah, get her in there and then let's move on.
The Nick Cage had been spoiled for me.
Yep.
Reeve had been spoiled.
Yep. What about the last? I guess we're not worried about spoilers.
No, we're not worried about spoilers. It was 90s TV level CG. See, I thought the CG, I didn't think it was that bad. There was a lot of CG, I will say that. And the look of the movie was weird. It wasn't like not Zack Snyder's Justice League weird, because that's still, when you watch that, it just looks like a made-for-TV movie. There's something about the coloring and the way it moves and like the background, all the reshoots, like the Batman stuff in the beginning. Like, it just looks cheap.
Yeah.
What the hell was I going to say? Oh, yeah. And the humor works in this.
Okay, wait, but cameos. Did you know about... I feel bad spoiling it, but we gave you plenty of warning. Yeah. Did you know about Clooney?
At one point I had
heard... Because I did not. I was like, what is this going to be? I'm like, this is
like,
clearly
obviously it's
not
Affleck. Yeah. But it's like, I had heard he was in the movie at one point. I had forgotten it by the time we got to the ending.
Okay.
Because I was just like, well, it's not going to be Affleck. I was like, oh shit, it's going to be Michael Keaton. Like, somehow now he's in this universe or something.
And yeah.
Then it's Clooney. I was like, that is friggin' amazing.
Yeah.
Also, it sucks because Batfleck's gone forever. And I mean, we already knew that, but...
So the last Batman we get in the DCEU, for now,
is George Clooney. Yeah. But it's so... And it's so weird, too, because how does Barry show up in that timeline? Time
travel. Anything with time travel. I know. Yeah, it's, you gotta just...
Batman with the Lasso of Truth was hilarious. He's like, yeah, I don't know why I do this. I really should just give my... I should use my money to actually make a change in the world instead of just beating up bad guys. That was funny. The bad guy there. Ron Livingston is Barry's dad now.
Mm-hmm.
He was not Barry's dad in BVS or whatever, or in Justice League. That was the first time we saw his dad.
I don't even remember seeing his dad in that.
It wasn't Ron Livingston. That was weird. When Barry was... when he was in, like, the bubble...
Mm-hmm.
And he got punched into the wrong timeline. I was like, whoa, what the heck was that? And then I'm going through the movie and I'm like, what the hell was that?
Is
that
are we ever going to come back to that? And then,
and it took until...
I figured it out a little bit before that, but...
It took until Barry, old past Barry, kept going, no, I can do it again.
Yeah.
Once that happened, I was like, oh, yeah. But what the hell? So now they're going to be in the same place? How can they be in the same place? I don't know. The Flash running still looks like an idiot. Oh my God, when he loses his powers and he's running around the bank or whatever he's going. That was like, okay, yes. This is funny.
I'm just picturing it.
The fight where I didn't think it was Michael Keaton when they find him in Wayne Manor. I thought it was just some homeless guy.
I didn't
guy.
Recognize him at first.
Yeah, and I was like, even when they were talking to him, I was like, but wait, is that Bruce? Is that Michael Keaton? I was like...
Well, I was watching it on like the little screen on the airplane, so I really couldn't
I watched
tell,
it on the big screen. All the different versions of the 89 Batman suit when it shows like his collection, I'm like, oh my God, this is so cool. The music, the 89 Batman music kicking in, the score, I was like, oh my God, are you kidding me? I liked how they did Supergirl. It's weird that like she was captured. And you could tell that she was underground, so that's why she looks all weird. She hasn't been in the sun. She can't get her powers. They take her out there, and then she's... And she ain't worried about killing people like Superman is. Yeah. Superman's like, I don't kill. It's against... She's like, bam, bam, woo, throw this guy about a million miles up in the air. And the who cares? I like when Keaton's... He said... I mean, he did... It was a lot of nostalgia bait and stuff, but he says, you want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. And I'm like, yes, let's freaking get nuts. Nuts. I wasn't sure going into this. Oh, this is another thing that I was not sure about. I thought based on the trailers and stuff, we were going to see Barry and Barry and Batman with Supergirl. I thought somehow Batfleck was going to be not just in it for the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So I was disappointed by that. But I also thought, I didn't know we were going to get a real Michael Shannon performance in this. I thought it was just going to be like shots of him going, but like they actually got Michael Shannon back for this movie to play Zod, and he's freaking awesome.
No, I feel like I remembered from the trailers or something. I was going into this movie thinking he was the main villain. Like he kind of was, but kind of wasn't. But like, no, I knew going into it that he was in it and had a substantial role.
But I was so confused. So then he says, well, yeah, Kal-El was here, but we killed him. Sorry. He didn't have the codex. You have the codex. And then she just goes nuts. The fight scenes are awesome. I love getting to see Fiora again. I think that was her name. And a big dude from Man of Steel. You remember that? You don't remember him? He was doing that same kind of stuff in Man of Steel.
No, okay. I didn't remember that.
You got Batman in the Batwing, he's flying around, and then they're fighting, and then all of a sudden Batman gets killed, and I'm like, hold up. And then
you're like, what?
Supergirl gets
killed.
Oh wait,
killed. Time like, travel. Okay.
But after they both got killed, I was like, what the hell is happening? And I was like, oh wait a minute, time travel. Okay. Do it again. They both die again. And I think after that was when Barry's like, this is I can't remember what they called it, but like the one where all the timelines intersect,
the
there's
singularity.
Nothing, no, but there's nothing we can do about this. They're going to
a canon
die.
Event.
Basically. They're going to die. There's nothing we can do. And then Barry's like, no, I can fix it. And then you've got our Barry, old man, evil Barry. And then once they were all there, I was like, oh, okay, this is what's going to happen. He's going to sacrifice himself. He did, blah, 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 and then it's over. But I liked when they did show the worlds colliding, and you see the look in, yeah. And you see Christopher Reeve, which did that. The CG on the fake people was weird. As much as I hate the idea, and I might catch flack for this, of Nicolas Cage in a Superman movie, it was cool to see him doing what that movie was going to have this giant spider thing that was going to be in that Superman movie.
Really?
So it was good to see him actually fight that and stuff. And he actually looked pretty decent. Didn't we? I think we saw Val. I can't, or did we see Val Kilmer?
I don't remember that, but maybe I missed it.
We saw Henry, I think. I don't know. But then it goes back and yeah, blah, 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 blah. I saw an ending that shows the car door opening and then cuts to Barry and he says, who the F is that? And of course I can't find it now. Yeah, that's the ending. And then it cuts to Barry and he says, who the F is that? And of course I can't find it now. That's the
wait, Derek. Have you seen the movie?
Yeah, I'm confused now because yeah, that is
that's
the
basically
ending.
That's.
But then it shows yeah. who he is. So I wonder if in the theater did they not show him?
They must have.
They must have. I don't know. Overall, I thought it was very.
I liked it a lot.
It was better than I thought it would be.
The end before that with like the grocery store and stuff. That was like I'm gonna cry here on this airplane, and that's not cool.
Oh, the last grocery store thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But then and then he moves because I was like, why is he looking up at the? He's looking at the thing like, damn, I can't save my dad. But then he did save his dad because right. he moved all the tomato cans to the top. However, I guess that's what caused him to be in a different time, or something happened to where George Clooney, Affleck became Clooney somehow. I saw the movie. It was an alternate ending online. Oh. Okay. Hmm. Now I can watch the How It Should Have Ended. That just made me think of that. And I did feel kind of bad for past Barry, but like whatever. He had to die. He was a bad guy. He was going to be a bad guy, and then he was a bad guy. So I don't know. I would give it. I don't know what the score would be. It was bittersweet though, because I was like, this is a good movie, and James Gunn says, nah, we're done. I know we brought Henry Cavill back for a post credit, and everybody was super hyped to get Cavill as Superman again, and it'd be cool to see him fight The Rock.
Did you ever see Black Adam?
Do that. No, because I don't need to.
I know everybody was going crazy because Black Adam, and apparently everybody loves him, and then just because of The Rock. I'm like, I could not. I would rather see that than Aquaman 2, but like, I don't care.
All I cared about in that movie was what the post credit was going to be, and it was exactly what I hoped it would be. I remember sitting at, it was last year, our last day at the beach, sitting at the breakfast place, the donut hut hole, whatever it's called.
Donut hole.
And it broke. Rasan texted me and he's like, Kevin! And he like types out the name so I can't not miss it. And he's like, dude, click it before it's gone. Click it before it's gone. They're going to take it down. Because that was like the day, because that was a Friday. That was the day the Flash was launching.
Black Adam.
Whatever, that movie. And I clicked it and I was just like, I was almost in tears at breakfast. And I was showing the boys. I was like, oh, Superman's back. He's back. And Jess is like, the hell is wrong with you? But then it doesn't mean anything. It sucks. I didn't watch Black Adam either. Yeah, yeah. All you need to know is that Cavill's back and now he's not. Stupid jackasses. So yeah, I saw The Flash. Better than I thought it would be.
It was definitely sad better than to I see thought it would go. Be. Yeah.
Oh well. Next up, just a little thing, because I didn't want to include it as a news item, but I also didn't want to just throw it into the wrap up. Rockstar confirmed that to celebrate their 25th anniversary, we are finally going to get the reveal, the trailer. They said trailer for GTA 6 next month. The day before, the morning
before. Not GTA
before,
6.
I know. The morning before, Schreier was like, hey, it could be announced this week, as early as this week, and then we're getting a trailer in December. Then Rockstar's like, yep, you son of a bitch. That's what we're doing. But to Sean's point, they still have not called it Grand Theft Auto 6. They are just calling it the next Grand Theft Auto.
The Grand Theft Auto.
No, don't be a smartass, but I'm not going to be surprised if it is just Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
And now, somebody said this, and I wish I would have thought of it, because it is GTA 6, and we know it's going to be in Vice City. How do you write a 6 in Roman numerals? V-I. City.
They're pulling a Resident
they're pulling
Evil.
A Resident Evil. I was like, how did I not think of this? Because I love the whole Resident Evil. It's going to be Exodus. That's my. I still say that. had nothing to do with Shazam. Why would I waste my time? Exactly.
I also loved Shazam and did not care about the second one.
I didn't. I never saw the second one. I think Casey's watched it a couple times and I've seen bits and pieces, but I'm like, eh.
I don't know why they're still making Aquaman 2.
Supposedly, he might act. I think he might actually be the one person that's sticking around. Other than, Peacemaker sticking around. I can't remember if the rest of them are. But anyways, GTA... first off, are they going to call it GTA 6? Are they just not doing that so they can just reveal it? Are they trying to throw us off the scent? Then when they show the logo, it's going to be Grand Theft Auto, and then it's going to be... VI. VIA's come too.
I don't know, because you can't just call it... Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
2.
You can do Grand Theft Auto 6, but then if you're going to write it with the VI as part of Vice City, you're really just calling it Grand Theft Auto Vice City again.
We already have a George.
So I wouldn't be surprised if it was just Grand Theft Auto.
Because it would make sense if it is just Grand Theft Auto, because if what they're going to do, whatever they build for this, they've spent, what, $2 billion or something on this is what people are saying they're estimating on this game. It's going to live forever. I don't know that we will get another full GTA game after this, because if it is just going to be called Grand Theft Auto, I think it's just going to be a platform. It's going to be like whatever whatever they're trying to do with Ass Creed. Remember, like the Ass Creed Infinity thing, where it's like a hub. Except Rockstar will do it right, and Ubisoft will do it wrong. And I think it's going to come with a new Grand Theft Auto Online. I would think they're going to let you transfer your stuff over. But the thing with GTA, with it just being called GTA, now it can just be GTA. Like, it's just a service. Why is that piano still?
It's like he's going into a dream sequence.
But he's been doing it for like 20 minutes
straight. Or he just recorded it and it's just playing on a loop or something.
It stopped and then it started. I don't know. Do you think it's going to be GTA 6 or do you think it's going to be Grand Theft Auto? Or something else entirely? I don't think it's not going to... It's either going to be Grand Theft Auto or it's going to have a number.
Right, yeah. It's not... It can't be GTA Vice City. It's either just GTA or GTA 6. I think it'll probably still be GTA 6, but I think they're trying to make it seem more epic by saying the next Grand... Not just Grand Theft Auto. The sixth one of them, like, it's the next one. But I think it'll be called GTA 6.
Does it show up at the Game Awards? Or do they just...
No, it'll be
its one random thing. Tuesday. It's like, here's the trailer. Internet's broken. We'll see you next fall when it releases.
I think it'll be its own thing.
Do you think this does confirm, though, that we're getting it next year? They said trailer. They didn't say teaser. This isn't like Metal Gear Solid, the Delta announcement, where it's just like, here's some animals and stuff. It's just a bunch of CG. None of it matters. And then here's Snake. Boom. Who knows when it's going to come out? This is a trailer.
It better be next year.
Like, I don't think they would say trailer if they meant teaser.
Right.
I feel like it's coming out next year.
God, I hope so.
11 years after 5, we will get 6.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait. Ooh, that reminds me. Did I put it in here? Okay, I put it down there. Okay, yeah. Do you have any witty banter, Shwarma?
Oh,
yeah, you had something you want to talk about.
I mean, it's pretty short, but I just wanted to bring it up. I wanted to tell you, but then I'm like, yeah, it'll be funny on the podcast. I had a dream.
I had the pony.
All I remember about the dream is I saw you for like, I feel like it was like the first time in a while. Either you were gone or I was gone or something. And we were just talking. And then all of a sudden I looked down and I noticed you had not barbed wire, but you had basically like a sleeve tattoo. And it was like, all video game stuff, but it was like
bad,
and it was like not like a child drew it bad, but like a junior high, maybe high school art student drew it. Like, it was just weird. Like, it was like you could tell it was something that they tried to make it look good and failed. It wasn't like you tried to draw a lifelike Link and ended up with this. It was like you tried to draw cartoon Link and you ended up with
one of us drawing it.
Basically. And it was like you had like Link and Mario and like a Triforce and all these things. You had what are they, like one of the little ghosts from Pac-Man on there was one of them. And you, I could tell you were very, like we were talking and I was like, oh. And you were like, yeah, I was wondering when you were going to notice that. And I was like, wow. I was trying to be nice about it, but I'm like, oh my God, it looks so bad. And that's all I remember about the dream.
Nick was, he's like, oh, that's me. Sorry, I'll turn it down. Like, so I was like, are you just playing it nonstop? No. I don't know that I'll get a sleeve. I've thought about getting like a half sleeve, but I'm like, you can't just say I want a half sleeve. You got to have stuff to put in the sleeve. You know what? Like, you can't just say I would like a sleeve.
Just fill it up with random stuff.
Just some tribal shit, whatever. Like, you can't do
Roman Reigns.
Yeah. Ooh. I was so convinced LA Knight was going to beat him. I watched the match because I was like, if they're going to pull this crap, I want to witness it.
And that's why I just can't get into it. I'm like,
Luckily, they didn't do it.
They didn't do all of this to have him not drop it at WrestleMania. I'm still not convinced he's going to lose to Cody because he would have to have it for like another year to beat Hogan. And it almost seems like they're trying to like sweep Hogan under the rug. But like, I don't know.
Okay, so they're doing War Games. So the War Games, so Cody and his guys against the stupid Judgment Day, that's going to be the main event, right? So Roman's not even going to defend the title at one of the big four?
I don't know. It's stupid. I'm so sick of it.
Why are we talking about that?
I have no idea. Because we're talking about
because you said I could get a Roman. Just do it all the way down here, except my nipple. Can you not tattoo a nipple?
I assume it just really hurts, and that's why nobody does it. I don't see why you couldn't, but
maybe it gets discolored. Oh, God. All right. Any other witty banter, Sean?
No, I don't think so.
So we both, what have we been playing? Have you just been playing those two things there? Okay. I don't know if there's really anything to add. Mario Wonder is awesome. Check out Mario Mondays. I forgot to say that last week, I think. But I probably said it. We talked about it for a lot. We're going to keep playing through it on the channel. It's freaking awesome. I love it. I don't know what else there is to say.
I like it a lot. But it's still one of those things where, like, I can't point to any specific thing to say definitively why it is not as good as Super Mario World, but I don't think it is. I don't know why it should be. Like, every metric you can think of, it's clearly the better game, but I still think Super Mario World is more, I was going to say more memorable, but I mean, it's been around. I don't know. Like, there's some cool things, and we've probably just barely scratched the surface in Wonder, but there is some cool stuff that I'm like, oh, that I'll remember that for a while. But like Mario World, I feel like I have so many levels just like memorized.
Well, yeah, when you're dealing with 30 years of nostalgia, it's gonna be tough. I mean, I think it's
definitely the best Mario 2D game since World.
Yeah, I like it better.
Maybe so, I mean probably the best Mario game period since World.
Yeah, I like it better than the. The new Mario games, although I didn't hate those. I didn't hate them either.
Yeah.
But I do completely see what people are saying about the way they can control differently. But yeah, it's awesome. We're going to keep playing through them. And we'll go from there. You spend every level looking for coins and the Wonder Flowers than just playing the level. I think you spend more time on every level looking for coins and the Wonder Flowers. Super Mario World has better power-ups so far, but the Wonder Seed parts are awesome. I do wonder what other what other power-ups we're going to get. I don't want to know, so if you do know, don't tell
me.
So
maybe that's what Derek was saying. That's why I feel like the levels are kind of fine, but I'm just like, all right, where's the Wonder Seed and what's going to happen? That's true,
yeah.
And the rest of the level is just like, I don't want to say filler, because, I mean, it's a fantastic game, but it's like, I'm playing this game for those little Wonder Seed sections.
For those 30 seconds.
Yeah.
All right, that's all for Mario. Keep watching Mario Mondays. They're going to keep coming every week on Monday because it's called Mario Mondays. Oh, yeah, also, I got new toys. I got the 3...
Amigos.
Amiibos.
Dang it.
I almost did it. I had to think for a second. The 3 Tears of the Kingdom Amiibos, and I love them. Am I ridiculous?
Yep.
Do I care? Nah, not really. I love me Amiibos. Mis Amiibos. Mis Amiibos. I love my Amiibos.
Miyamoto?
I love Miyamoto, too. This game's just phenomenal, and I was like, I want all 3, so I got all 3. The other game we both played, and both platinumed.
See?
Okay.
Why?
I don't know. is, of course, Spider-Man 2. So, last week I had already beaten it. I was working on the platinum. Sean was getting nearish to the end, I think. It wasn't last week. It was 2 weeks ago. So you weren't that far. But now you've beaten it.
Mm-hmm.
I've beaten it. I had a pony. We both platinumed it. What did you think? Now that you've gone the rest of the way and beaten it, without spoilers.
It's not my game of the year.
No.
It's possible. I'm going to have to think about it. It could be number two. I think it's probably number three. I liked it a lot. I liked it. It's my favorite of the three. And I like that the Platinum didn't have any New Game Plus stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like I enjoyed getting the Platinum, which I don't think I can really say. I liked both. I loved both the first two games. I did not like getting the Platinum, which didn't have to do. I chose to do it.
I didn't like it. But it wasn't Miles, fun. Just because of the New Game Plus.
Yeah. It wasn't fun. It felt like a chore getting the Platinum after beating the game. This didn't really feel like it. It was fine. There was plenty of stuff to do, but like none of it was like, oh my God, another one of the... Well, there were a few things that like... The things were like the bases where you had to like fight people. I got to the point where, is it like the drones?
The Talon drone things?
I would skip those. You can just skip it. Just pause. Skip thing.
You can skip flying through those? Are you serious? Yeah, so I think those counted as a puzzle.
So I skipped like the last few of those.
Wow.
But no, I liked it. I liked it a lot. It was very good. Maybe number two, probably like number three for the year.
I don't think it can top my number two.
I have some thoughts, which we won't get into here, about a part three.
Yeah.
Which obviously is going to happen. But yeah, I liked it a lot.
The only reason I didn't like going for the Platinum was my own fault, because once you get the symbiote powers, I never went back to Peter's regular powers. So I had to just, after I'd done everything else, I had to spam. Well, I saved one trophy to get a cool screenshot and video out of it, and it worked. But I had to just thwip and thwap around the city until crimes happened so I could go down and use Peter's non-symbiote powers to beat bad guys.
Yeah.
And if I would have been switching throughout the game, if I would have known that was a trophy throughout the game, I would have shaved probably 2 hours off my Platinum. I got it in 29 hours. I probably could have done it in 27 if I had been using them throughout the game instead of just being like, well, symbiote powers are freaking awesome. I just want to do these, you know?
One thing I will say, I don't know. I think I liked the boss fights better in the first one.
There was more.
There were more. And like, I specifically think, I mean, the opening was cool. Very cool.
Yes.
But like in the first one, I think of like Kingpin. I think of Shocker in the bank. Then when you're doing like the gauntlet and you're fighting all the Sinister Six.
You fight two at a time. Yeah.
I feel like all of those fights were probably better than any of the boss. I feel like all the boss fights in this, despite like, oh, that's cool. I didn't know that was going to be in it. That kind of stuff. But the fights themselves, I thought were like I don't think the boss fights really added much.
How did you do with the final boss? Because I got my ass kicked.
I
probably died 10 times.
I died once or twice per phase. Round. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, this is definitely my favorite of the three.
I think the suits were maybe better in the first one. A lot of these suits, I'm like, that's stupid looking. I don't want
that. Well, I feel like that for all of them, except like the No Way or the Homecoming suit, the Iron Spider suit. There's like a, what was it? There was one suit that looked like his normal Spider-Man red, white, and blue suit, but it was like black and red or something, and that looked cool. The one they give Miles at the end.
I don't think it was that bad.
His hair was sticking out the top of it. It was all just for the Adidas crossover.
I think that's what makes it worse, is the fact that it was just horrible, like, I don't know if product placement's the right word, but like, yeah. I don't think the suit just by itself was as bad as everybody was making it out to be, but it wasn't good.
But yeah, I don't know. We'll get more into it when we're not restricted by spoilers. Hint, hint. So are we going to do that? We're going to do that?
I'm good.
Okay. We're going to do that. So look, we might have a second episode up this week. What was I going to say? Oh yeah. This one, gameplay is better in this one. The traversal's better in this one. I definitely do think the bosses were better in the first. I really don't remember much about Miles.
I thought Miles was by far the worst of the three. I thought it was like... That really was... I know it's become such a whatever to say. I'm not going to say it was DLC, but it was like the exact same map except winter. And like the most worthless bad guy. Like, this is the bad guy. Like, you have a... Something you're not calling DLC, but like, that's like the main... enemy in this, like who? Yeah, so definitely the worst of the three, but it was still fun to play. But the platinum was brutal.
Yeah, I think this was the most fun to play, but it didn't have the best boss fights. I'm not sold. I've been marinating on it, and I'm not sure. I don't think this story was as good as the first one.
I go back and forth. This one felt more
epic.
Yeah, epic. Like, he's pretty much saving the world at this point, mm-hmm. not just a crazy guy in New York.
Prowler was the best part of Miles. See, I can't remember what was Prowler in the game. I mean, I know it's Uncle Aaron and he's in this game, but I can't remember how Prowler... Do we fight Prowler?
Pretty sure, yeah. But yeah, I don't really remember
much of
it either.
Maybe I'll go back and play Miles again.
The first one was good because you had all of the... Obviously, you have... a pretty well-known... I mean, it's not really a spoiler. You have a very well-known enemy in this game. But, like, in the first one, you had a lot of them. And then the switcheroo... Not really switcheroo, but kind of switcheroo that they pull. I don't know. The first one was really well done. I don't know. I think I like the second one better. I like the synergy stuff with, like, Peter and Miles. They each had their own, like... It very much felt like a 1A and 1B. It was not like a Peter Parker game and, hey, Miles Morales, I'm here too. Like, they each had their own stuff going on, and I thought it was really well done.
Yeah. All right. I'll save the rest of my thoughts until we talk about it without spoilers for context. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just looking at my goatee. I agree with Kevin. The story was lacking. It had some great moments, but overall the story fell flat. I just feel like the one thing I would say, like I was telling Sean, once you get about 2/3 of the way through, because I don't think it was halfway. I think it was over halfway. Once you get about 2/3 of the way through, it's holy shit moment after holy shit moment. But it does almost feel like they were just racing to the conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
That was one thing I would say, that like the third act, as awesome as it was, it's like nothing really had time to breathe. Especially when you just go from, okay, we got to fight this guy, to all of a sudden, like you said, well, now I got to save the world. Like, what just happened? You know?
Right, yeah.
But yeah, that's all I'll say. Spider-Man's awesome. It's definitely at least in my top 5, maybe in my top 3. We'll see. Sean, not a lot to talk about, but would you like to get the news of the past 2 weeks?
Let's do it.
All right, Shawnee. First thing I'm going to talk about is the insanity that continues to be the Nintendo Switch sales numbers. The Switch is now at 132.46 million as of September 30th.
That's a lot of Switches.
This is insane. It's now blowing away the PS4, because the PS4 got to what, 119? I want to say somewhere around there. I don't think it hit 120.
What did PS2 get to?
150. 155 maybe. I can't remember. And I feel like the DS was up there too.
It's going to be close.
I don't know. It just depends.
It depends on what they do with the Switch too.
Right.
If they completely just move on from the Switch, then...
But they also did say in like their quarterly report that they're going to keep supporting the Switch for years to come and blah, blah, blah. So I don't...
Yeah.
I don't know. They also announced that Tears of the Kingdom is now at 19.5 million copies sold. That's as of September 30th, so not even 6 months after the game came out. Almost 20 million already.
That's awesome.
But I do also think, like, who has a Switch and isn't playing this game?
Yeah. Why hasn't this game sold 132.46 million?
Right.
Like, there's not a whole lot to... Well, I won't go that far. There's not a lot of big titles on the Switch. I don't understand how, at least back in... Whenever that would have been. 6 months. Wait, has that game... When did that come out?
May 12th. I'm weird.
Okay, so yesterday it was 6 months.
Well, but I'm saying these numbers are as of...
Okay. But like, in 6 months, you're telling me only one out of every six and a half people with a Switch bought this game? What are you doing? Why else do you have a Switch?
Well, there's dumb little kids that, man, I'm not me. I'm not playing Tears of the Kingdom. You are wrong. I mean, you're right. You're not wrong. I mean, you should play it, John.
There's one. I mean, you're apparently not in the minority.
No. And also, like, there's like Kit, like Casey, although Casey was playing it for a little bit and he really liked it. There's a lot of people that just got their Switch for freaking Animal Crossing
and Mario Kart.
And Mario Kart. My God, that game. But, anyways, 19.5 million sold. Good for Tears of the Kingdom. Mario Wonder, it was announced, is the fastest selling Mario title ever. They sold 4.3 million copies in 2 weeks. I feel like they're... I think they're going to hit... Yeah, I'll say it. I think they'll be at 10 million by the end of this year. That's a big jump.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
But with the holidays coming up, like... Mario Wonder is freaking awesome. We should already have 132 million copies if that's old.
Yes.
And the thing is, these are actual numbers because these come from Nintendo is so cool about this. I wish when Sony did their quarterly stuff, they would break this down and be like, here's the top 10 best-selling games down to the million dot point dot two decimal places. And millions is what million I'm trying
dot
to say.
Point like, dot two
I
dot.
Love that they do this. And Xbox just doesn't say anything because they don't want anybody to know. It was also announced that Pikmin 4 has sold 2.5 million copies, beating the cumulative sales of all the other Pikmin games. Wow.
You gonna get it?
Nope. Still don't understand it. But I'm happy for people that like Pigman, just like James. Also, they announced 38 million plus Switch Online / expansion subscriptions. I gotta be honest, I'm surprised that's not higher. For as cheap as it is, at least to just do the regular Switch Online, as cheap as that is to play all these Nintendo and Super Nintendo games, I'm surprised they don't have more. I wonder if they're regretting getting rid of the Virtual Console or if they're happy with how this is doing.
I mean, it's kind of like Game Pass. Like, I feel like, why would you have an Xbox and not have Game Pass? I wouldn't go that far with Switch, because I guess it does depend on the games you play.
Yeah, like, if you're young and you didn't grow up on that, you might try it and be like, these games suck.
But know? A lot of them, like, who's playing Animal Crossing but not playing it online?
Oh yeah, that's true. I didn't even think of it. Duh.
Who's playing Mario Kart but not playing it online?
Yeah, it's not just NES and SNES. It's online stuff too. That's true. And Super Mario Party, Mario Wonder, all that stuff. Yeah. That's true. They also announced updated software lifetime sales. The top 10 goes as follows. Number one, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, over 57.01 million copies sold.
So that's that is Switch.
Yeah.
That is just the Switch.
This is Switch. This is not the Wii U.
Okay.
Animal Crossing New Horizons, number two, with 43.38 million. Super Smash Ultimate, 32.44. Breath of the Wild coming in at number four with 31.15 million. Number five, Mario Odyssey, 26.95 million. I am shocked that did not, over the lifetime, overtake Breath of the Wild.
Because that is kind of
shocking.
Because
it's so much more approachable.
Yeah.
Than Breath of the Wild is. I mean, I know Breath of the Wild was a phenomenon. It was probably more of a phenomenon than Tears of the Kingdom Turds. Was, even though I think Tears of the Kingdom is clearly the better game. That just surprised me that Odyssey was never able to overtake it. Number six, Pokemon Sword and Shield, 26.02 million. Number seven, Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, 23.23 million. Super Mario Party comes in at number eight, 19.66 million.
That's
Nintendo
crazy.
Makes it on the Switch, people... How millions and millions and millions of more people bought that than Metroid Dread.
What did Dread get to? Like 5 or 6 or something?
I think 6 was the thing that I heard, and it was the best-selling Metroid game ever, but like, man. Number 9, the aforementioned, Tears of the Kingdom, 19.5 million. So you got to think, as of September 3rd, it was only on sale for 4.5 months, whatever it was, and it's already in the top 10 lifetime sales for a console that's going on 7 years old. That's pretty impressive.
That's pretty good.
And then number 10, New Super Mario U Deluxe, 16.7 million. That makes me happy. Also, President Shuntaro Furukawa has denied that they briefed developers on plans for the Switch 2 at times during this year. And they dismissed... We didn't cover this in the news last time because I was like, this is obviously not going to be the Switch 2. But this patent that they showed, like two screens, a two-screen... quote-unquote Switch, where the top screen is detachable from the bottom screen. It's like a 3DS if you could take the top off the 3DS, and then you can reattach it in all these different ways. I was like, this is not going to be the Switch 2, and he dismissed it. Like, those are just, we file patents for everything. Turds of the Kingdom, that's what I'm going to call it from now on. Man, don't knock it till you try it. It's freaking awesome. I love that game. Any thoughts, Sean, on all those Switch sales updates?
I mean, there's some crazy numbers there, but I'm past the point of being surprised by any of it.
The point of no return. I think I was okay for a second there. Speaking of Nintendo, next item on the news list, they're making a Zelda movie. This comes from Variety. Hollywood meet Hyrule. Why did I say it like that?
Hyrule.
Nintendo is developing a live-action film based on The Legend of Zelda. Creator and game developer Shigeru Miyamoto announced. The gaming legend took to Nintendo's official X/Twitter account. Just call it Twitter. Stop calling it X. I don't care that it's called X. It's Twitter. This is Miyamoto. I have been working on the live-action film of The Legend of Zelda for many years now with Avi Arad-san, who has produced many mega-hit films. I love this man so much. He needs to live forever. He continued, I've asked Avi-san. So you can be Avi-san and Arad-san? I don't know how you say his name. Avi Arad. Avi Arad.
Usually it's, well, I don't know about usually, but the Japanese guy that I work with, he goes by his, well.
Isn't it always the last name, I thought?
That's what people call
him. Like Kojima-san.
Right, yeah. Hideo-san? Like, that doesn't sound weird Hideo-san, either, yeah. But yeah, I don't think I've ever heard it.
I've asked Avi-san to produce the film with me, and we now have officially started development of the film with Nintendo itself heavily involved in the production. Wow, it will take time until its completion, but I hope you look forward to seeing it. The movie will be directed by Wes Ball, who helmed the Maze Runner trilogy and the upcoming Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. It'll be written by Jurassic World screenwriter Derek Connolly and produced by Miyamoto, whose involvement in the Super Mario Bros. Movie helped make it a groundbreaking box office success. The Zelda movie is co-produced by Arad, whose credits include every live-action Spider-Man movie and the Spider-Verse animated films. He didn't have much to do with them, except you know what he had to do with? Spider-Man 3 and shoehorning Venom in there.
Uh-oh.
When they didn't want to do it. The film will be co-financed by Nintendo and Sony Pictures Entertainment, with more than 50% financed by Nintendo. Sony will handle the distribution. After decades of weariness when it came to adapting its video game franchises, partially stemming from the failure of 1993's live-action Super Mario Brothers, Nintendo reached a box office high score with 2023's animated Mario, starring Chris Pratt, and produced with Chris Meledandri's Illumination. The movie jumped to more than, I didn't realize it got this high, $1.36 billion at the worldwide box office. What do you think?
I don't think it should be live action.
No.
The little kid in me is like, finally. I've been wanting this for like 30 years.
When I first read it, and then I was like.
But adult me is like, I don't know that. I mean, I'll see it. I'll see it opening night. I don't care how bad it looks. I'm going to see it opening night. End of story. And I think. They did Mario the right way. So I want to say that I've got faith in them to do this right. But I'm very skeptical.
Yeah,
I would. There's a fine line, like, I don't know. You got to have some lightheartedness. You got to have it be dark. Like, I can't. If you get somebody like Jack Black to play Ganondorf or something, you've done something wrong. Like, you can't just do what you did with Mario. Well, this has to be like.
And I hope they do what they did with Mario, just in one sense, that don't base it on a game. This should not be The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, or Twilight Princess, or Majora. Do a wholly new story and just do that. Don't do, like...
I can see right now, you don't get Ganon, you get Ganondorf. Post-credit scene. Ganon tease, and then part two.
I don't trust Avi Arad. Maze Runner, when I've seen some clips of it, the looks of it, I was like, okay, I could see this making its way into Zelda. Avi Arad, I don't like that. But like, who was it? Somebody I was listening to on a podcast, I think it was Justin Davis on GameScoop, was like, this just isn't going to work with real people. He said, Link looks stupid. He's got a stupid green tunic with a stupid hat.
Or blue.
Like, how do you make that not look stupid? Zelda's one thing, because she's just a princess with a dress. Link's like, doop, 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 doop. I mean, if he's got the champion's tunic and whatever, then that's fine. If they just get rid of the hat, they can probably do it. But are they going to have the pointy? They're going to have the pointy ears, so they're going to look like elves. Ganon in pig form is obviously going to be all CG if they do it in this movie. And that could go really well or really, really poorly.
Also, do you do like little kid Link? Exactly. Do you do like...
I think you do little kid hoping that this does well and you can keep going. Also, they should cast people that we don't know. That are good actors.
You can't do it. I mean, Mario, it worked because it was all just voiceover, whatever.
I don't want to see Chris Evans going, pulling the Master Sword out. Like, what? That's not Link. You know, he's like, rawr, rawr, you know, like.
Yeah.
I wish it was animated. Also, like, so much of Zelda is going through dungeons, finding items.
It does not translate.
Yeah, like.
I would also almost rather have seen just make it a series. Put it on Netflix.
That's what I was going to say. Whatever. It should be animated and it should be a series. Look at freaking Castlevania. Did you ever finish Castlevania?
No.
Do it before Mario RPG comes out on Friday. Finish it. It is so good. I promise you.
I've watched two episodes and I'm like, I don't care about these people. That was my problem with the first series, and I pushed through it. But I'm like, okay, Trevor, cool. Sypha, cool. Alucard, cool. Who are all these other people? And that's why that's where I'm at with this one.
But it's Maria and Richter.
And?
The lady. The bad.
Exactly. These other people who we don't know who they are, but they're there.
There are so many cool moments.
I'm sure it gets better because I know all three, four of the other seasons did. Yeah. So I'm sure this one will too. But
I'm telling you, plow through it. It's totally worth it. I want to watch it again. I don't know. I think we both agree. I don't know. Like I said, when I first read it, I was like, yes, finally. And then I was like, wait a minute. You're going to have some... What if Link has a goatee like me? Like, I don't know. Should be animated, but we will see. I'm sure we're not going to be watching this movie for like another 3 or 4 years anyways.
Probably, yeah.
And last on the news item, Sony has confirmed, that half of their live service games have been delayed past March of 2026. This comes from VGC. Sony Interactive Entertainment has halved the number. I hate that word. That is so hard to say. Has halved the number of live service games it plans to release over the next few years, it has confirmed. SIE previously said it planned to have 12 live service titles in the market by its fiscal year ending in March 2026, up from 3 during its last business year ended this March. However, earlier this year, PlayStation's management team confirmed that it had partnered with Destiny studio Bungie for a rigorous portfolio review process. According to press reports, this has led to some projects being scaled back. During an earnings call Thursday, Sony President, COO, and CFO Hiroki Totoki seemingly confirmed that this review had resulted in some games... Oh, Nix got killed by Boston. Of course they did. Being pushed back due to quality concerns. Quote, we are reviewing this, dot, dot, dot. We are trying as much as possible to ensure these games are enjoyed and liked by gamers for a long time. That's key. For a long time, he said. Of the 12 titles, 6 will be released by fiscal year 25. That's our current plan. As for the remaining 6, we're still working on that. Among the 12 titles in development are A, The Last of Us Online game, a Horizon Online game,
and an
original IP from PlayStation's London studio. Speaking earlier this year, PlayStation Studios boss Herman Hulse described how Bungie had become involved in all its development in live service games. Blah, 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 blah. They also don't list here the two that we just got confirmed, that we got shown at the stupid, horrible showcase. Fair Games, or Gains, or whatever it's called,
mm-hmm.
and Concord, which we don't even know what that is. But that's two that we know about, too.
Yeah. Wait, so what are they said up from three? Where was it? Up from 3 during its last business year. What are the 3?
So I would think they're probably just they're probably considering MLB The Show live service, Gran Turismo 7, and I don't know what the other one would be. But another thing I noticed, the guy who is supposedly directing Factions tweeted out how much he loves Mario Wonder, and then he ended it by saying, just so this tweet doesn't get bombarded, I'm still working on that game. So Factions isn't dead, but we're going to talk Bungie here in the wrap up. I'll just talk about it now. Bungie ain't doing so hot. They're missing their revenue targets by 45%. They just laid off 100 people. And these are the people you're going to be like, hey, does Last of Us Factions look good? No, not sticky enough. It needs to last for 12 years. And now y'all can't even hit your revenue target. Why did Sony pay almost $3 billion for them? That's not looking like a good investment, especially when you compare that they spent only $229 million on Insomniac. That is the biggest... That is ridiculous. This also makes me wonder... The timing is funny. A few weeks after, Crying Jim Ryan said he's retiring. He was behind this live service push. I wonder if they're regretting that. I wonder if it's not going well behind the scenes, regardless of what you think about, you know, Factions and whatever. I don't know. What do you think about this? I mean, personally, I kind of like it because I'm not going to give a crap about any of these games. No, maybe I Factions. Mean, if it does have a single player
Factions thing. Is the only one I'm at least somewhat...
I wouldn't even say like a Horizon MMO or something.
Right. I'm just... You pushed half of them back. Go ahead and push the other half back. Just, I don't care about them.
And I get it. What people always say is if they hit on one out of the 12 by Jen, John, if they hit, he said gents. So I read gents and I said gent instead of John. If they hit on one out of the 12 and it's a moneymaker, it pays for the other 12 and it helps us get more single player games and yada, yada, yada. I get that. It's just, I don't know the future of PlayStation. I don't know. That's it for the news of the week. Sean, let's get to the wrap-up. The Game Awards nominations came out earlier today, Monday. Game of the Year nominees are Alan Wake 2, Baldur's Gate 3, Spider-Man 2, Resident Evil 4, Super Mario Bros. Wonder, Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. Which means this year's ridiculous because Final Fantasy 16 didn't even get nominated.
Yeah.
I feel like people have soured on that since it came out, like Final Fantasy fans. I friggin' love that game.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I still think it was absolutely amazing. Starfield didn't get nominated. Thank you, Lord. I thought it was going to get in there just because Xbox. And Diablo 4 didn't get nominated as well, along with other games like Sea of Stars and, you know, Bat Boy, other games that I've liked this year. Alan Wake 2 and Baldur's Gate 3 have tied for the most nominations with 8 each.
I have nothing against Alan Wake. I never played the original.
It feels like
or the remastered.
Bias.
Yes. It just sounds like it just came out. It looks beautiful. A lot of people are talking about it. Get it in there for Game of the Year. I'm like, it might deserve it. I don't know. I haven't played it. I want to.
Yeah, me too.
But I'm like, this, I feel like that probably could have been
Final Fantasy.
Yeah. But whatever.
And we will do a full prediction episode here in the coming weeks before the show airs. We will do predictions, what we hope to see, want to see, predictions, hopes, and dreams, all that, as well as the winners. We got to do that as well. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 is bombing, both critically and with user critics as well. That didn't make sense. It's bombing with users and with critics alike. The campaign supposedly is only 3 to 4 hours long. Supposedly. I just said that. That's not a word. Damn it, I hate when people do that, and I just did it. Supposedly, the campaign is 3 to 4 hours long. The game that came out was developed in only 16 months instead of 3 years, like normal Call of Duty games. Employees were also forced to work heavy crunch time, but the game is being bundled in with the PS5 Slim. I feel like Sony is doing that as a big middle finger to Xbox, being like, okay, you bought them. Cool. We're going to give the game away for free. Mm-hmm. Screw you guys. But so, I think that's going to help sell PS, because the normal gamer doesn't care. Not normal, casual gamer that just wants to play Call of Duty doesn't care if it's good or not. They're going to buy it. If it's bundled, heck yeah. And parents are going to see it for Christmas. Heck yeah.
It'll still sell.
Yeah.
Insane amounts, but.
And they're also going to be, Spider-Man 2 bundles with a PS5 Slim as well. David Hayter has returned in a trailer for something called the Metal Gear Solid Legacy series, which will cover the franchise's history and impact on video games. The trailer also ends with David Hayter saying, "I hope you're ready because this is only the beginning." Oh my God, what the hell is happening?
Wait, but what does that even mean? I was thinking, I saw this, but I thought that wasn't just a trailer for
the YouTube series. No.
I thought it was something for like the collection that just...
No, Konami's doing some kind of YouTube retrospective, it looks like.
Well, I'm actually more interested in that.
Yeah, so some people are saying that it could just be him saying Volume 2 is also coming, which it's all but confirmed at this point because of data mining and stuff. Or is it only the beginning because, like, I just wonder if they're going to do something with Metal Gear. Now, I'm not as excited about that. What I really want... I'm so happy we're getting Metal Gear Solid 3 Remake. Trust me. But what would be the coolest thing for them to do, if this remake turns out well, remake Metal Gear 1 and 2. They're just top-down MSX games. No, the original two Metal Gears. Like
remake them...
Now. With
But like with 5. Metal Gear Solid... Playstyle?
Yes. You'd have to change everything, but the story's already written, the horrible dialogue.
That's pretty much all you've got is a story.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe.
So I don't know what he's teasing, but I'm excited. We got some sales updates on the PS5 as well. Not as exciting as the Switch, so they are in the wrap-up. 46.6 million PS5s have been sold as of September 30th. They're about 1 million behind the trend for where PS4 was at that same time. They're on track to hit their target of 25 million PS5 sold this fiscal year, which is crazy. Hiroki Totoki will be the interim CEO, and it looks like that will last for around a year. Also, Spider-Man 2 has sold 5 million copies in 11 days. It's going to move units.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that word was I just said. Steam Deck, Valve announced the OLED Steam Deck. There's a 1 terabyte limited edition that will be available. The OG Steam Deck has had a price cut while supplies last. For the new Steam Deck, the OLED version has battery that's 30 to 50% longer, faster downloads, and it's 5% lighter than the original Deck. If it's only 5% lighter, is that even worth mentioning? The OLED 512 gigabyte will be $549. The 1 terabyte will be $649. They did say the Steam Deck 2 is coming eventually, but it won't be for the next 2 to 3 years at least, and it will have a next-gen power up. No, that I said that wrong. It won't be until at a minimum like 3 years from now, because they said the technology that they want to build it with doesn't even exist. I'm like, okay, can you just slow your roll a little bit? Valve also said that they have sold multiple millions of Steam Decks. That is the funny... I've never heard that
multiple
phrase
Multiple millions.
Multiple. Elden Ring DLC, it was announced by Bandai Namco, is, quote, proceeding smoothly after it was announced back in February.
I would hope so. Out,
I'm not going to know how to play the game.
I'm going to have to relearn it. Yeah.
Xbox Xbox announced a partnership with InWorld, quote, to build AI game dialogue and narrative tools, end quote. And I wrote, people are rightfully pissed off. People that care about art don't want AI making art. Nothing?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like...
Way to go, Phil Spencer.
I'm not going to sit here and defend Xbox, but it's like, it's a tool. It's a presentation tool.
To make dialogue, though?
I mean,
are
you...
I love stories and games.
Okay, but are you coming at it from you don't think AI-written dialogue will be good, or are you coming at it from the...
Both.
It's not fair to the people...
Both. N7 Day came and went with another Mass Effect teaser, but reports are claiming that Mass Effect 4 is not expected until at least 2029 because we still don't even have a date for the next Dragon Age. By the way, they announced the next Mass Effect in 2020, and there's reports are saying it's not coming out for 9 years after that announcement. Bungie, we talked about that earlier. One of the things also with the 8% of the staff they laid off, a lot of that staff was set to get bonuses for staying after the Sony acquisition, and now they're not getting them.
Not cool.
Bungie also delayed the next Destiny 2 expansion, and they also delayed Marathon. So Bungie's not in great shape. Last of Us Season 2 is entering production early next year, and it will air in 2025. As long as we don't get any more writer strikes. I can't keep track of all these writer strikes. I think there was two different strikes going on. But I thought there was only one. But I think there was two.
I thought it was just one.
Microsoft briefly removed the Xbox game. Xbox.
Xbox.
That's what Phil Spencer is. He is an Xbox on the industry. I'm kidding. They briefly removed Xbox Game Pass Ultimate benefits for employees before reversing the decision. Basically, employees of Microsoft get Game Pass Ultimate for free. Wow. You're going to take away a $16 a month benefit, really, Microsoft? But Phil Spencer said, no, they're not doing this. This is crazy. So good for Phil. Lies of P director has already confirmed that a sequel is coming, along with teasing DLC. Sean and I have not played the game, but we looked up the ending and it was like, holy crap.
It's what? Pretty cool.
Yeah. So if you don't care about the game, go look it up. November 4th was the single biggest day in the history of Fortnite after the return of the OG Fortnite map. Nearly 45 million people played Fortnite in one day.
Did your kids?
My kids were like, oh my God, this is awesome. We missed this. This is so much better. Like,
wow.
What's old is new again. PS4 and PS5 are losing their Twitter integration. At first I was like, what the hell? But then I was like, well, I've got the app. My screenshots go there and then I can save them and do if I want.
It's,
like,
yeah, it's still annoying.
But what's really annoying about the whole Twitter thing, though, is that the whole API stuff, and I'm sure that's some reason for this. I can't use any third-party, no one can use third-party Twitter apps anymore. Because yeah. Elon shut that down in like January. I'm like, well, come on. Really? Why? PS Plus Essential Games were announced for November. And they are. Not that great. Mafia 2 Definitive Edition. Dragon Ball The Breakers. What the hell? And Aliens Fireteam Elite. I think that's a good Alien game, but I'm not 100% sure.
No idea.
Not a great month. But at least we don't have to compare it to Games of Gold anymore because it does not exist. That's it for this episode of the Two Player Co-op Podcast. Thank you all so much for being here. I think we'll be back next week. Week of Thanksgiving. We'll see if there's something to talk about. But.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Huh?
I said, let's give them something to talk about.
You know what? I was just going to say, we are going to give them something to talk about. Super Mario RPG comes out Friday.
Yeah.
And Jess is going away for the weekend, so I might beat it this weekend. All right, that's it for this episode. Sean, go ahead and take us out.
Thank you for playing.